Good morning, everybody. Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Chaf Aleph, the second to last daf of Maseches Yevamos, as we draw closer to the end of the Masechta of Ezra Hashem. Today's shiur is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. It is also sponsored by Mindy and Henry Orlinsky, Lezecher Nishmas Henry's mother, Rachel Leah Bas Chaim Asher HaKohen, who survived Auschwitz and Bergen-Belsen, lost her family, but rebuilt generations of Shomrei Torah and Mitzvot from Yerushalayim to Beit Shemesh, from Modi'in to Passaic, Bergen County and Lakewood. Also by Misha Feldman, in memory of the fourth yard site of his wife, Donna Feldman, which was Sunday, the 4th of Tammuz, for Donna Pesia Bas Shmuel Yaakov Zev, Neshama Shrav and Aliyah, and also by David and Debbie Adelson, Lili Nishmas David's grandfather, Rabbi Yamin David ben Rav Eliezer, Hashem Yikom Damo, Neshama Shrav and Aliyah. We thank all of the sponsors very, very much for the sponsorship. So we are holding, we're already on the top of Daf Kuf Chaf Aleph Amin Aleph. We are at Rabbi Yehuda Omer. So what the Gemara is going to discuss today, first we're going to talk about the Machlokas in the Mishnah, about whether the Machlokas, where the Tanakhama said that after 3 days a body is not recognizable, and Rabbi Yehuda had said, nah, it depends on the heat, it depends on the location, it depends on other factors. So what was Rabbi Yehuda trying to say? That it could become unrecognizable even less than 3 days? Or is he trying to say that it could be way more than 3 days and still be recognizable? Then the Mishnah is going to discuss, what if somebody falls into water? When can we presume that a person is dead if he fell into water and did not come out? So we're going to have a machlokas and a discussion about a difference between mayim sheyesh lahem sof, mayim she'ein lahem sof. Is there another side to this water that is visible to us, or there's no other side that's visible to us, where maybe he came up on the other side and we would not have known about that? We're going to talk about, what if a person fell into a lion's den? What if a person fell into a bar that's mali nechashim akrabim? When do we assume that a person is dead? And we're going to have a lot of stories along the way of these kinds of situations that happened. Then the Mishnah on Amud Beis is going to talk about, can we rely on word on the street that a person is dead? You overhear children talking and they say, oh, we just came back from the Levaya of so-and-so. Or you hear a Nachri say that somebody is dead. Are you allowed to rely on that? So we're going to talk a little bit about trusting a Nachri about someone dying, and it's going to have many stories about that, and what the Geder of Masiach Lefi Tumo is, when we assume that you could believe him, because he's just stopped talking. He doesn't think that you're trusting him for any manner of halacha, any manner of Jewish law, in which case he certainly would not be believed. So let's begin again. Kuf Chaf Aleph Amud Aleph, at the two dots, third line on the page. So Rabbi Yehuda Omer Lo Kol. So Rabbi Yehuda said, not all people, not all places, not all times are the same. It's not always a magical 3 days, that within 3 days you can identify the body, and after 3 days you can't. So Rabbi Yehuda, is he trying to be more makil or more machmir? Is he trying to say that sometimes in even less than 3 days the body is unrecognizable? Or is he trying to say that sometimes more than 3 days the body is still recognizable? So Tashma says, no, bring a raya. That who governed the Tava Be'Karmi? There was a person that drowned in a place called Karmi Vasku Behadya, and they brought him out to a place that was called Behadya Labasa Tosyomin after 3 days from the time that he drowned, V'insava, and they allowed his wife to get remarried. Rav Dimi Minarda Ludbitu, Rav Dimi Minarda allowed his wife to get married based on the Eidos that happened after 3 days, V'suah, who governed the Itva Bediglas. And there was another story where a person drowned in the Diglas River, Vasku Agisha Dishabistana, and he came out by the Geshar of a place called Shabistana, the Inosva Rabbalidbituabhubadushmini, and the Basa Chamisha Yomi, and Rava allowed his wife to get remarried based on the Eidos of people after 5 days, that they still recognized him. So from these stories of Rav Dimi and Rava allowing these women to get remarried based on Eidim that saw the body 3 days later, 5 days later, so you see that Pshat in Rabbi Yehuda must be that sometimes the body is recognizable for much longer. If Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is trying to say a kula, that a body could be recognizable for much longer in Udavik Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, then it makes sense that they are following the psak of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that the body is still going to be recognizable. Eli Yamr the Chumra Palig. But if you say that they're arguing, that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is arguing L'chumra, V'inu David Kaman, then who are they following? Because the Tanakhama said that only 3 days, and after 3 days you cannot recognize the body. And if you hold that Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava is being more machmir, he's saying that you already can't recognize the body from earlier than that. So how could we let the women get remarried based on edus of who this person is after 3 days? So it says, Mara shiny maya ditsamsi. Water is different. That water has a way of preserving the body. So even though normally a body would not be recognizable after 3 days or sometimes even less, when it was in the water, we assume the body is preserved. Says Gemara, is that what water does? I thought water makes the body less recognizable. Va'amrit maya marzumaka. Didn't we say about the person whose leg was cut off that water will make the wound even worse and it's going to cause him to die even more quickly? So says Gemara, hani mili hechadika maka, v'lechadalaka maka, mitzvah samis. That water will aggravate a wound, but if there's no wound and a person is just in the water, so then the water will preserve the body. Va'hani mili dechi aske chazye b'shait. But that's only if when they took him out of the water, they saw him right away, at the moment that he came out of the water. But if they took him out of the water and they didn't see him right away, and he stayed out of the water, and then afterwards you saw the mace, then we assume that the body would be swelled up from the from being taken out of the water to the dry land, and the whole tsura of the person's image will change, and you will not be able to recognize him. So water will preserve the body for a while, but only so, insofar as you see the body as soon as it washes ashore, as soon as it comes out of the water. Okay, new Mishnah now. So now the Mishnah is going to talk about person falls into water. When can he be presumed dead? So nafalamayim, person falls into an ocean, a river, and he drowns, or we don't, where he sinks, we don't see him. We don't know if he's alive or dead. So, bein sheish lemsof, bein shein lemsof. Whether it's mayim sheish lemsof or mayim shein lemsof, meaning whether we see the other side of this body of water or not, ishto asura. His wife is asura. We have to assume that it's possible that he's alive. That's the shita of Rabbi Meir. So, Amr Rabbi Meir, Rabbi Meir comments on his shita that maisa be'echad shnafa lebar hagadol va'alalachash shloshi. He said one time someone fell into a bar gadol and he came out 3 days later. So just because you don't see him come out, it doesn't mean that he hasn't or that he won't come out. It could be that he's still alive. Now Rabbi Yossi disagrees with our mayor, and he holds that a person cannot live for 3 days underwater. He can't live more than whatever the normal shear is, shetetze nafsho. He doesn't identify exactly what that shear is of tetze nafsho, but it's considerably shorter than a 3 day time period. But that's only when it comes to Mayim Sheyesh Lahem Sof. That if he would have come out, we would have seen him, those who saw him go down into the water would have seen him. But Mayim She'en Lahem Sof, Rabbi Yossi is going to be Moda, that the wife is going to be Aser, because we have to be Choshesh, that maybe before the Zman of Teitze Nafsho happened, he came out on the other side, and we just didn't see him. So I'm Rabbi Yossi Maisa, B'suma Shear Lutbal D'ma'ara. Rabbi Yossi says, one time a blind person went to be tovel in a cave. Now the fact that he was blind is really irrelevant to our halacha over here, other than the fact that because he was blind, he had an attendant that came with him. So that's why it's going to be more than one person involved in the story, but his blindness does not have any impact. We do not assume that a blind person is either more or less likely to die in the water than a person who is not blind. So Zamaisa Basuma Shiard Litbal Bama'ara, Viyarad Moshko Achrav, and the person, his attendant, the one who helped him out, followed him into the Ma'ara. Vishahu, when they waited there, people waited outside of the Ma'ara, Kadesh Tetzin Avsham, for the amount of time that it would take for them to die, because they didn't come out. Vishahu, and based on that, they allowed the wives of this blind man and his attendant to get remarried, because they waited the sheer of the amount of time that it would take a person to die. That is following Shitas Rabbi Yossi. Again, Rabbi Meir would say that there would be Shlosha Yamin, but Rabbi Yossi says the amount of time that it takes to for him to die is enough. Vishuv Maisa ba'Asya be'echad shel shuluhu layam. There was a story in a place called Asya where there was a person that they tied a rope to his leg and they dropped him into the yam. V'lo also biyada milaragla. And then they pulled on the rope and a leg came out of the rope. I don't know if it was shark infested waters or whatever, but all they got was the leg. The whole rest of the body was not there. So Amr Chamim. So the Chamim say minar kuva ulamayla. If they got the leg above the knee, tinase, then the woman is allowed to get remarried. married because you could be sure that a severing of the leg above the knee would have killed him. But if the leg was severed below the knee, then lo tinase, that she's not allowed to get remarried because the man might have survived. Now there is a machlokas rishonim over here. The Rashba and many other rishonim say that it's dafka where they tied a rope to his leg. So since you pulled on that very same rope and a leg came out, we can be absolutely certain that it is this man's leg. And therefore, if it's above the knee, you can be sure that this man is dead. But if they had not tied a rope to the leg, let's say the man went into the water and then they saw he didn't come out, so they put a net into the water and they pulled out a leg, they cannot rely that it must be this man's leg. It could be somebody else's leg, and therefore even minar kuva lemaila, the man cannot be presumed dead. However, the Rambam in Hilchos Gerushin Perek Yud Gimel Halachat HaZayin and other Rishonim assume that even if he was not tied to a rope, the leg was not tied to a rope, they just threw in a trap, they threw in a net, rather afterwards, and they pulled up the leg, you have every right to assume that it is this man's leg, and if it's minar kuva lemaila, he's in fact presumed dead. Another issue over here is that the Mishnah discusses what happens if the leg is severed above the knee, and what happens if the leg is severed below the knee. What the Mishnah does not discuss is what happens if the leg is severed at the knee, right? Do we assume that that would kill a person or not? So that's a stira lechor in the Mishnah, because the Reisha says that only if it's severed she's only mutter to get remarried if it's above the knee, which makes it sound like at the knee she'll be usher to get remarried. From the seifa it sounds the opposite, that she's only usher to get remarried if it's below the knee, which sounds like at the knee would be mutter. So Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger on the Mishnayos, he quotes a rush in Maseches Chulin that we have to be machmir in such a case. Now the case in Maseches Chulin is talking about a different situation, that even if it was cut at the knee, we're machmir to assume that that has a din of a treifa. So that's about Hilchos Treifos. But says Tosfos Rabbi Akiva Eiger, the same would apply over here. They would need to be machmir. Over here, being machmir would mean that we have to be machmir that he's not a treifa, that he is alive, right? Meaning that he could have survived this thing. So even though in the context of Maseches Chulin, being machmir would be to assume that the animal would die if it was cut at the knee, because that would have a status of a treifa, over here in Maseches Yevamos, the chumra would go in the other direction. So says Rabbi Akiva Eiger in his commentary on the Mishnayos, which parenthetically, Rabbi Akiva Eiger's commentary on the Mishnayos is probably one of Rabbi Akiva Eiger's best svarim, one of his not so often learned svarim, because people don't often learn Mishnayos with the classic Yochanan Boaz Mishnayos, but it is the most brilliant comments Rabbi Akiva Eiger has on the side of the Mishnayos. Anyway, the Gemara goes on to say now, Tan Rabban, Nafal the Mayim Sheyesh Lemsof, Bein Shein Lemsof. Person falls into the water, whether it's Mayim Sheyesh Lemsof or Mayim Shein Lemsof, Ishto Asura Divra Meir. Meir holds his wife is going to be Asura. We have to be Choshish that somehow he survived. The Chum Momin Mayim Sheyesh Lemsof Ishto Materes, Shein Lemsof Ishto Asura. The Chum say, no, if there we see the other side of the water and no one ever came out, so you could assume that his wife is Mutter, that he's dead. But if it's Mayim Shein Lemsof, where you can't see the other side of the water, then you have to be Choshish that maybe he came out on the other side and therefore his wife is going to be Asura. He's not presumed dead. He is not presumed dead. So, Hechidami Mayim Sheish Lemsof. Well, how do we define Mayim Sheish Lemsof? I'm Rabbi Kol Shomid Vro Mear Baruch Hosef. If you're able to look at the water and you see all four borders of the water, you're looking at the lake and you see the full perimeter of the lake. So, there's nowhere that the guy could come out and you will miss it. So if he didn't come out in anywhere that you were able to see, then you can rest assured he didn't come out, and he in fact died. Who governed the top of Agamat the Samki? There was a guy that drowned in an agam of a place called Samki, and you weren't able to see all four borders of the agam, of the swamp, and therefore it had a din of Mayim Shein Lemsof. Vansva Rav Shila Debitu, and Rav Shila allowed his wife to get remarried, even though it was Mayim Shein Lemsof. So Amr Le Rav L'Shmuel. So Rav says to Shmuel, can you believe what Rav Shila did? He was matir the woman to get remarried. Tanishamte, let's go put him in cherem. What a terrible thing. So Amr Le Shmuel said to Rav, Nishlach Le Bereshe. Before you put someone in cherem, you have to speak to him. You can't just go and ruin a person's life without having a conversation, without seeing if there's some sort of explanation. This is just stam, an important thing, that people sometimes get upset about something and they immediately, go public and they immediately fire off something that will absolutely change a person's life. You have to at least least go through the due process of having a conversation and see if he's actually chayav in nidoy or not. We have to see, why did he paskel like this? Was he arguing on the Ikra Din, in which case maybe he's chayav nidoy for arguing about this? Or maybe he made a mistake and he'll do tshuva, and if he made a mistake, he'll back out, and then you're not going to put him in chayrim. So Shalach Leh, so Rav and Shmuel sent a message from Shila, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, Ishto Asura Mutaris. They said, what do you hold the halacha is? Someone drowns, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, is the woman Mutar Rasir? So Shalach Lehu, Ishto Asura. He would say, you could never let a woman get remarried based on that. Whoa, so he's aware of this halacha. So how come he paskind otherwise? Va'akim v'tisamki, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, Mayim Shein Lehem Sof. So they said, let me ask you, this swamp where this fellow drowned, is that Mayim Shein Lehem Sof or Mayim Shein Lehem Sof? So Shalach Lehu, he sent back to them, Mayim She'en Lehem Sof. It's Mayim She'en Lehem Sof. So they said, then umar my time avarachi. Why did you let the woman get remarried? Don't you know that you just admitted that Mayim She'en Lehem Sof, you're not allowed to let the woman get remarried? So he says, Mita Te'ina, I made a mistake. I know Sabri keeping the cup of Kaimi between Mayim She'en Lehem Sof Dami. I thought that since the water is not flowing water, that it has a din of Mayim Sheish Lehem Sof, because the body is not going to be taken anywhere, it's not going to be carried anywhere, it's stagnant water. So the fact that we didn't see the body come out, you're not going to assume it came out somewhere else because it's stagnant water. But I made a mistake. Velohi kibindi kagali emergali ashpaluha, that since there are some waves, meaning probably like there's an undercurrent or something from under the water that could have pulled this body, so that alone makes it that since it's Mayim She'en Lehem Sof, that the wife is in fact going to be Asur. So I made a mistake. So once they realize that he made a mistake and he's admitting his mistake, so Kari Shmuel Alei D'Rav, Shmuel says about Rav, Lo Yu'ula L'Tzadik Kalavan, that Rav was ready to put him in Chayrim, and Shmuel stopped him from putting him in Chayrim. So Shmuel praises Rav and calls him a Tzadik, because it was Ashkacha Pratis that Rav didn't make the terrible mistake of putting Rav Shila in Chayrim, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw to it that Rav would run into Shmuel just at the right time, so Shmuel could give him the Eitzah not to put Rav Shila in Chayrim so quickly. So Kari Rav Alei D'Shmuel, Rav said about Shmuel, Utshua Brov Yoetz, that one could be saved from doing something terrible by being Shoel Eitzah, by taking an Eitzah, and Shmuel is a wonderful Baal Eitzah. It's a good thing I asked for his Eitzah, because otherwise I just would have immediately fired off a Cherim against Rav Shila, and that would not have been justifiable, because he, in fact, is doing tshuva. So the Chelkas Mechokek in Ebenezer, Simon Yadzayim, brings a raya from here, that if a Chacham makes a mistake and he does tshuva, he retracts his mistake in Psak, he's not Chayev in Nidui. And that's why Shmuel said, that since Rav Shila was Chozer Bo, it would be an oven, it would be a terrible Avla to put him in Nidui. And that's what the Beis Shmuel Paskins as well. The Merkebes HaMishnah says, why didn't the Rambam mention this? When the Rambam talks about who's Chayev Nidui, he doesn't say that if the person retracts his psak, that he's then no longer Chayev Nidui. Says the Merkebes HaMishnah, because it's a Dover Pashut. The Rambam doesn't have to say it. We know a Klal, Ein Dover Omid Bifnei HaTshuva. There is nothing that prevents Tshuva from taking effect. So if a person does tshuva for his mistake, so then of course you're not going to put him in chayrim. Tanya, I'm a Rebbe. So Rebbe told the following, nice of Shnei B'nei Adam, Nechamrin Nechomrin, B'yarde, there were two people that were setting out fish traps in the yarde, V'nichra Sechamrin L'mechila Sholdagim, and one of them ended up in a small area where, on the side of the river where they trapped fish sometimes, and it was like a little cave in the wall of the river, and the sun set, so he was not unable to find the daylight to get out of that little cave on the side. So his friend waited there the amount of time that it would take for someone to die. So he went home and he said the husband went into this cave. He never came out. It was full of water. So we have to assume that he's dead. But the next morning the sun rose and then the guy was still alive and he saw the entrance of the cave. So he came and he showed up to his own funeral. He came and they were in the middle of saying hespedim about him, and it was his own funeral. So Rabbi said, wow, the Chachamim were really wise when they said you have to assume that if it's Yesh Lehem Sof, that if it's a Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof, the wife is going to be mutter because the man could be presumed dead. But if it's Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, the wife is going to be aser because you have to be choshish that he was saved somewhere else. And over here also it's Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, and that's why he should have been assumed alive and not dead. So Ihachi, if that's the case, Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, Nami Lechoshim. Well, wait a second. What if you have Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof? Shouldn't you be choshish that maybe the guy got caught in a little cave where there are dugim, and that's why you didn't see him come out, because he's safe and sound in a cave off to the side of the river? Meaning, even if you could see all of the boundaries, all of the borders around the lake, around the river, why aren't we choshish that maybe he found a little hole in the wall of the river where he was able to stay safely? So it says, it's very uncommon to have such a location in a lake that you could see all sides of the lake. Much more common in a Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof situation. That which the Rabbanan say that Mayim She'ein Lehem Sof, the wife is not allowed to get remarried because we have to be choshish that he's still alive. That's only if he's a regular guy. If he's a world famous Talmud Chacham, then you don't have to be choshish that he must have come out on the other side. Because Ida Salik Kala Islay. Imagine, if Moshe Feinstein were to come out on the other side, people would say, "You're not going to believe who just washed up ashore." And the whole, all over China, they're going to be saying, "Wow, it's amazing that this Gadol Adar showed up to our community." So in such a case, the fact that we don't have any sightings of the individual, if he was a famous individual, a world famous individual, the fact that there are no sightings of him is an indication that he's in fact dead. But says Mervalohi, Losha Inishtialma, Losha Tsumirabanan, Dieved in the Chachilolo, that if she got remarried with Dieved and she didn't wait, so she's allowed to stay with her husband and we don't make her get a get from her new husband, but the Chachilu, we would not allow her to get remarried, no matter how famous her husband may have been. So Tanya, Amrim Gulil, Pamachasis, Mahalik Basfina, Risi, Svina, Achish, Nishma. And Gulil says, one time I was up by a boat and I saw another boat that had broken, that had fallen to pieces and was sinking. And I knew that there was a Talmud Chacham in that boat, and I was very upset. Umanu, who was the Talmud Chacham that I knew was drowning in that boat? Rabbi Akiva. Ukshalisi biyavashu, when I came up on the dry land, Bavi Yashav Dalma Fanibalach, Rabbi Akiva came out, and he was paskening shailas. So Amarti lo bini mi helcha. I said, I just saw you die. Who took you out of the ocean? How did you make it? So Amarli, Daf shel svinon is Daminli. The boat fell to pieces, so I found a daf, I found a board from the boat that I was able to use as a flotation device. And every wave that came to throw me off of the daf, I was able to just lower my head and go into the wave and stay on, attached to that daf, stay attached to that to that board of the boat. That this is a metaphor, that if there are waves that are coming at a person, if there are rasham that are coming at a person, don't try to taunt him at a time where he's being matzliach. You just lower your head and let it pass over you. This Gemara, of course, was made famous at Siyum HaShas a couple of cycles ago by Rabbi Friend. Rabbi Friend quoted Rameir Shapiro, Daf Shel Svina, that in the rapid waves of this world that could take us under and that could sink us and that could cause us all sorts of trouble, the way to survive is to hang on to that daf, to hold on to that daf. And, of course, metaphorically referring to the Daf Yomi. Don't let the perfect be the enemy of the good speech. It was not the what was the other one that was a famous one. I forgot what the other famous one. It was the time before that was Daf Shel Svina. So that was based on this Gemara. It's from Rameir Shapiro. Rameir Shapiro is the one that used that word of Daf Shel Svina. So Marty Bolsasha. So Gamliel says, I said at that time that Rabbi Kiva was saved. Wow, the Chacham had such insight when they said that Mayim Sheyesh Lehem Sof is Muteres, but Mayim Shein Lehem Sof Asura, that when it's Mayim Shein Lehem Sof, you have to assume the guy might have survived. Because look, even Rabbi Kiva survived such a case. Tanya, an unbelievable, similar story, but Rabbi Akiva was on the other side of it. One time Rabbi Akiva was on a boat and he saw another another boat, not the one that Rabbi Kiva was on, that was mitarefes b'yam. But you see, mitzara tamal chacham shaba umanu Rabbi Meir, and he was upset because he knew that Rabbi Meir, tamal chacham, was on that boat. Kshalisa l'medinas kaputkiya, when it came to kaputkiya, bab yashav adon, l'fane ba'alecha. Rabbi Meir came and he started talking to me and learning. Amarti lo b'ni, mi helcha, how'd you survive? Which is amazing that Rabbi Kiva was so surprised that someone survived. He himself went through such an ordeal, and he survived. So obviously so shocked that Rabbi Meir survived. So some of the Akronim explained because his boat had broken to pieces, so he had a daf to grab onto. Rabbi Meir's boat just sank. The whole thing just sank, so he had no daf to grab onto. So Amali gal tardani l'chaveru v'chaveru l'chaveru achekiani liyabasha. He said, one wave threw me to the next wave, which threw me to the next wave. I just kept on riding those waves until it threw me out onto the Yabasha. Amarti bosu shakam gdol devrechabim sha'amru sha'amayim sheisham sof ishtam mutaras mayim sheilam sof ishtam asura. How brilliant are the Dibre Chachamim that they say that if it's a Mayim Shein Lam Sof, you have to assume the person might in fact be alive. Tan Rabba Nafal Govarayos, if a person falls into a lion's den, Ein Mi'idinol, you cannot testify that he died. Because after all, if lions are hungry, he's not going to survive. But the lions might not be so hungry. They might take one look at him and say, we just had lunch. So they're not going to be interested in devouring him. But the chafira malay and the nechashim akrabim, if he falls into a hole in the ground that's full of nechashim akrabim, then mi'idin alav, then you can testify that he's in fact dead. Because nechashim akrabim, it's not about them being hungry. If you agitate them, they will bite, they will sting, they will cause a person to die. Rabbi Yehuda Meseira Omer, Avla Chavir Malay Nechashim Akrabim Ein Mi'idin Alav, because Cheshinan Shema Chabarhu, that even if it's Nechashim Akrabim, you can't know that he died, because maybe he's like one of these, the guy that tames the lions at the circus. Like, he knows how to talk to the snakes and he knows how to calm them down. So Tanakama Agivitsa Maske, Tanakama said, yeah, you could do that unless you upset them. Meaning, if you land on Nechashim Akrabim and you step on them, no matter how good you are at taming Nechashim Akrabim, they're going to bite you. Right? Meaning, at the end of the day, a chaya is a chaya, right? So I think there was one of the famous, there was some famous lion tamer or tiger guy or something who got devoured by his favorite best friend in the whole world, the tiger. Because as much as you wanna say that you know how to handle it, you know how to tame it, a chaya is a chaya. If you upset it, then you it's not going to think, oh, but this is my best friend. It's going to will attack. That's what it knows how to do. So Tan Rabbah Nafal L'Toch Kivshan Ha'esh. If someone fell into a Kivshan Ha'esh, Mi'idin Alav, you could testify that he's dead. L'Yorim L'Yayim Yayin V'Shemen, Mi'idin Alav. If he falls into a giant pot of boiling wine or oil that's on a fire, you could also testify that he's dead. Mishum Rabbi Acha Amru, Shel Shemen Mi'idin Alav M'neshu Mavir. That if he fell into a boiling pot of oil, then you could assume that he's dead, not only because oil has a higher boiling point and therefore it's even hotter than water, but because if some oil goes out into the fire, it does not extinguish the fire. So the fire will keep on going. So it's unlikely that even when he fell in and there was a splash, it's unlikely that the fire was put out. But shal yayin ein mi'idin alav m'nei shu mechabeh. You can't testify that he's dead if he fell into a vat of wine, because when he fell in, the splash may have splashed on the fire, and the fire would be put out, the fire would be extinguished, and even though you didn't see him come out of it, maybe when the wine finally cooled down, he was able to make his way out. So no, a little splash of wine onto a large fire initially will make the fire go down a little bit, but ultimately the fire fights back and the fire becomes even stronger. That's the nature of fire, that if you put a large amount of water or wine on fire, it will extinguish the fire entirely. But if you're not successful, you just put a few sprinkles of water on the fire, it will calm it for a second, but then it will rage back with even more gusto than it had before. That's what I'm learning now with Rav Rosner here in camp, the Hakdama to the Shef Shmeitza. So the Hakdama to the Shef Shmeitza, he says that's a metaphor, that sometimes you see someone has very a brilliant pilpulim. He says usually that's it's a sign of someone who lacks Seichel HaYashar. He says if someone thinks in a Yashar kind of way, so then you're not going to, things will just go smoothly. But if a person is not Yashar in his thinking, so it's like water is being thrown on the fire, so it comes back with a brilliant pilpul, but it's only because because the fire was tamed by something that wasn't proper, that wasn't thinking straight. So the Shev Shmeitza thought that was a mussel of a lack of seichel ayasher. Okay, Amar Meir, Ma'isa bechad shenafel lebara gadol. So Meir said there was a guy that fell into a bara gadol, and he brought a raya from there that a person is able to live for a long time in the water. So Tanya, Amulal Rameir, Ein Maskir Maisanisim. They said to Rameir, how can you bring us a raya from a story that was clearly miraculous? Some sort of nace happened, Shalokidar Chateva, because even if, according to you, a person's not going to die from the water, he should have died for another reason. My Maisanisim, why? What's the nace that he should have died for another reason? Ile Madalawach Vlashti, if you're telling me, because he went 3 days without eating or drinking, so obviously he's going to die from that. V'haksiv, no, the pasuk in Megillas Esther says, V'tzumo alai v'al tochlu v'al tishtu, and what's the end of the pasuk? Shloshes yamim laila v'yom, that she asked for a 3-day fast, laila v'yom. So apparently, you are able to survive a 3-day fast. So that's interesting, because there is a Medrash Rabbah on Megillas Esther where the Medrash Rabbah says that they must have started eating Miba'od Yom. They didn't fast a full 3 days, because one would die from fasting a full 3 days. So clearly the Talmud Bavli is against the Medrash Rabbah. I mean, the Aruch Gemara is assuming that no, it meant literally 72 hours, let them fast, and they will not die from that. Eladulo Nayim. No, the Chiddush is that a person who's in the water for 3 days, the reason it's a miracle for him to survive is not because he's not eating for 3 days, but because he's not sleeping for 3 days. And that's impossible. Dom Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Yochanan taught us, Shavua Shalishan Shaloshayam Malkin Oso, V'yishan Le'alter. That if a person takes a shua that he's not going to sleep for 3 days, you right away give him malchus, because that's not going to happen. You know that he's going to have to sleep within 3 days, and then you can go to sleep right away. I want to point out, you don't have to make him go to sleep right away. You're just the lialta is really going on the malchus. You give him malchus right away because he's going to sleep. Rabbi Meir, my time, and why does Rabbi Meir bring a raya from Mais and Nisim? Aren't the chachamim correct that the guy couldn't have survived without a miracle anyway? Because after all, doesn't he need to sleep? So I'm kind of keeping al gabe keeping havu that there were these ledges where he could have rested his head for a little bit and gotten some sleep. The Rabbanan weren't convinced by that because the shisha havu, they were made out of slippery marble. He wouldn't have been able to fall asleep on that. He would have slipped right off of it. And Rameir would say, no, even if it's slippery marble, he'll figure out a way to rest his head for a few moments and to be able to get some sleep. Right? That's what they say by the Simchas Pesach Shoeva, where they were celebrating all night long. So each one would rest their head on the shoulders of the guy in front of them, and that's how they would get just a little bit of sleep. That's all you need, is just a little bit of sleep in order to be able to survive. Tan Rabban, Meisel Bitel Shal Nechunya Chofer Shichin, Shenafelo Bara Gadol. Nechunya was a Chofer Shichin. He used to dig boros in order to provide water for the Olei Regalim, a big mitzvah that he used to do. And his daughter once fell into a large bar. Ubovo Adil Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa. So he told Rabbi Chanina Ben Dosa about this terrible incident, hoping that he would pray for her. Shari Shona, for the first hour that she had fallen, Amalem Rabbi Chanina said, Shalom, that she's okay. Shnia Amalem Shalom. Second hour he said, she's still okay. Shlishis Amalem also. By the third hour he said, she's already out. She's out of the bar. She's been saved. So when she Taka was out, they said, how did you get out of the bar? So Amalo, she told Rabbi Chanina, that there were these sheep that were there, and there was a Zakein who was leading them, and he's the one that took me out of the bar. So Amalo, they said to Rabbi Chanina, Naviata, wow, how did you figure that out? How did you know that she was out? You must be a Navi. So Amalem, Rabbi Chanina said, Lo Navi Anochi, Velo Ben Navi Anochi. Achronim explain over here, Ben Navi, in the Iyun Yaakov, he says, Ben Navi does not mean the son of a Navi over here, it means a Talmud of a Navi. Being a son of a Navi doesn't make you any more likely to be a Navi, but being the Talmud of a Navi means that you may have picked up some of the Navuah. So you say, because a Rebbe is like a parent also. So he's saying, I'm not a Navi, I'm not even a Navi student, I'm not even studying for my PhD in prophecy, I'm not even, I'm nothing, I'm not in the world of Navius. Ella but I have a Kabbalah that some great mitzvah that a tzaddik is involved in, his own children are not going to stumble and die from that great mitzvah. Some Rabbi Abba Afal Pikein, but even so, Rabbi Nechunya Chofer Shichin's son died of thirst. Shnemar Svivav Nishra Ma'od Melamed Shakrosh Baruch Hu Medaktikim Svivav Kichut HaSa'ara. And we learn from there that Akrosh Baruch Hu is medaktik with the tzaddikim, that even the most minor misstep and they're going to be punished. Rabbi Chanina Mehacha El Naratz Besod Kedoshim Rabba V'Nora El Kol Svivav, that Akrosh Baruch Hu is Nora El Kol Svivav, that those are the tzaddikim that follow Akrosh Baruch Hu, he's more Nora to them, he's more makbid on their averos. The Aruch Lenar explains that the machlokus over here, from which pasuk we learn from, is why it is that Akrosh Baruch Hu punishes tzaddikim more. Rabbi Abba holds that the tzaddik is punished for the avera in order to give him a kapara, and even though people who are not tzaddikim would not be punished for such a small avera, with the tzaddikim Akrosh Baruch Hu is more medaktik. Rabbi Chanina says can't be that a tzaddik doesn't get punished for something that if someone else were to do, Hashem would just be mochel and would not punish at all. No, he punishes the tzaddik in order that his shame will be nora umakudash alabrios, in order to make an example that everyone should be able to see. But anybody would get punished, just not in such a clear way to make such an example. Okay, says the Mishnah, even if you just hear women talking that a guy died, that's enough to trust that he died. Even if you hear children just talking and schmoozing and saying, oh, we're going to the Levaya of so and so, you can assume that he's dead and his wife is allowed to get remarried. Now, someone who says that someone died, whether he intends to be made or he does not intend to be made, he's just stam shmuzing, he's believed. Rabbi Yudah Baba Omer, Yisrael afal pishu miskavin, ubo mchavim mahi miskavin ein edus edus. That's only for a Jew. A Jew, even if he's trying to say edus, that someone died, we believe him, even though he's only one aid. But if it's a nachri that's talking, so if he knows that you're trusting him on halacha, we cannot trust him. Only if he's just mesiach Fitumo, can you trust him? So says Gemara, wait, when children are schmoozing and they say that we're going to a funeral, you're allowed to assume that the person is dead, v'dilma lo azli. Maybe they made a mistake and they're not really going to the funeral of this person. Children very often don't know exactly where they're going. They're confused. Today is trip day in camp. I saw the little kids that were headed out to their activities. They had no idea where they were. There were no activities. They didn't know where they're going. They're in space a little bit. When you have kids, you have to direct them exactly. So I'm Rabbi Dom Shmuel. No, not that they were saying we're going to the Levaya. They were saying we just came from the Levaya. Says Mar Vidilma, come to Bial Mashach of Levasi Kulei Al Shemei. Yeah, but is that necessarily a raya? Children sometimes will find a little grasshopper, or they'll find a frog, and they'll name the frog, the name of a chash of a person. So the frog is, they call the frog Rav Eliashiv. So they just because they say we came from Rav Eliashiv's Levaya, it doesn't mean that Rav Eliashiv passed away. It could just be that they came from the frog who they named after an Adam Gadol, because that's the way children are. The Kamri came b'chein Rabbanan Avrasam. No, because then they start listing all the Gadol that were at the funeral, came v'chein sabdani havuasam, and who said the hespedim? So then you know that they mean it literally, because they don't go that far with their imaginations to have to name all the maspedim for their frogs after gedolei Torah or other human beings. So we then said if it's an ovid chavim, it depends what his intention was. If he intended to be made, we cannot trust him. Only if he's mesiach levituma. Some of them are Shmuel lo shanu el. We only don't trust him if he's trying to be matir the guy's wife. But if he's just trying to let us know that the person is dead, then we can trust him. So hechi adina, and how do we know whether he's trying to be matir the guy's wife or not? So Rav Yosi Balda Basin Vamar Ish Ploni Meis Hisiu Zishto. If he comes to Basin and says this guy has died, let his wife get remarried. So zeh niskavin lahatir. Then you see that he's trying to be matir the wife. But if he says Meis, he just says this guy's dead. Stam. Then zeh niskavin. Then he's just trying to inform us that the person is dead. He says that Reish Lakish says the same distinction. So Rabbi Yochanan says Reish Lakish lo kacha yemaisa. About Hoshaya Berebi, Shehitris and Shwan B'chamisha Zakenim. There was a story of a Chacham named Hoshaya Berebi who battled with 85 Zakenim. Amar Lahem, and he said to them like what you're saying, that Lo Shan Lo Shan Skabin Lahatir, Avon Skabin Lahe, they do say Edus, but Velo Hodu Lachachamim. He said the exact distinction you're saying, that we do trust the Nachri if all he's trying to do is tell us that the person is dead and he has no intention of trying to let the wife get remarried. But the other Chacham did not agree to that Chilik. Hold that in Mahim Miskabin, Ene Duso Edus means that even if he's only being Miskabin Lahayed, we cannot trust him. Elamas Nisan, the Ktani above the Chavim Mahim Miskabin, Ene Duso Edus, the Mishnah that says if he had Kavana, then his Edus is not valid, how are we going to explain that? It sounds from the Mishnah that only if he's Miskabin, Ene Duso Edus, but in the case where he's not Miskabin, his Edus will be accepted, but if the Chavim hold that whether he's Miskabin Lahater or whether he's Miskabin Lahayed, it's not a good edus, seichim mishkachasa. What's the case of lo neskavin, where he's not neskavin to be meyid, nor to be matir? Meaning, then in what context is he saying that the guy died if he's not trying to be meyid and he's not trying to be matir? Says Mar, very simple. The Masiach Lefitumo, the Mishnah must be saying that we trust him when he's just stam shmuzing, when he just mentions it, when he's not trying to, he doesn't think he's telling us any news. Ki ahu davakam rabazi, like there was this guy that was going around announcing, mani ikabei chivai, who's from that family of this fellow? Chivai, Shachiv Chivai, because you should know that Chivai died, Vinsva Rav Yosef Ludbitu, and Rav Yosef allowed his wife to get remarried based on that Eidos, because he was Masiach Lufituma, where everyone would hold that he's believed. Hu Dava Kamar Vasil, there was another Nachri that was going around saying, Vaile the Prashas Risa Dava Pumbedisa de Shachiv, woe unto Peresh the Zariz, who was in Pumbedisa, who died, Vansva Rav Yosef, and Rav Yosef allowed his wife to get remarried. Vi Tamer Rava, or some say Rava allowed the Debitu his wife to get remarried, based on that Eidos, because he was only Masiach Lefituma. Hu Dava Kamar Vasil, Mani Kabe Chasa, Tava Chasa, that who's from the house of Chasa, Nachri was coming around announcing, because he has drowned. So Rav Nachman, when he heard that announcement, said, Helokim, achlu kavri l'chasa, the fish are eating chasa. Midiburid Rav Nachman, from Rav Nachman being mitzdar about that chasa died, and he didn't say, mi itein sheyinatzel. He didn't say, oh, who's going to save chasa? So the wife learned from the way he expressed himself that you're allowed to be somich on that edus. So azul debitu d'chasa v'insava. So she went and she got remarried. V'lo amrla, v'lo midi. And no one objected to that. That was perfectly fine that she chose to get remarried. Amar Rav Ashi, Shema Minah, Hadom Rabban, Mayim Shein Lam Sof, Ishta Asura, Hani Mili L'Chachila, Avali Nasav, Lo Mefkir Laminei. Since this was a case of Mayim Shein Lam Sof, the fact that a woman is not allowed to get remarried with Mayim Shein Lam Sof, that's only L'Chachila, but if she already got remarried in a case of Mayim Shein Lam Sof, we do not make her get divorced. And the Raya is that no one said anything to this woman after she got remarried. Igadam Riyansva Rav Nachman, some say Rav Nachman married the wife of Chasa. So Amr of Nachman said, Chasa Gavarabi Isay, Im Isa the Salda, Kala Isa the Milsa. The Chasa was a very famous Tamil Chacham. He was a very famous person. If he was still around and he washed up ashore somewhere else and was alive, we would have heard about it. Velohi. Lo Shal Gavarabi, Lo Shalav Gavarabi, Dievadin Lechachila Lo. But that's not true. Whether it's a Gavarabi or whether it's not a Gavarabi, only if she's already gotten remarried, we don't make her get divorced. But Lechachila, we would never let her get remarried in the first place. Okay, Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Ahu Ovid Chavim on the bottom of Kuf Chav Alpha and Beis, three lines from the bottom, and Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll be back to regular summer time, which I guess is 5:30, and everyone should have a wonderful day.